minute. So we're just going to put on that.
Oh, okay.
For the July 30th?
Yes.
July 30th.
What does that say, Mary?
No.
What's your Mary's name?
Oh, it does not have your name.
Jeez, Michaela.
Sorry.
Sometimes I wish I was in this one.
No.
Okay, with that as the only change, any additional changes? Hearing none, we'll accept the minutes as with the change in attendance. Okay, so now, what are we going to do now?
Can I ask Chair, Stephen, are you ready? Do you mind if I call him really
fast? Yeah, that's fine.
Because I think some people are generally anticipating, that it goes in the order.
Yeah.
So if we can, that's better. Mm-hmm. Thank you. He's not answering his phone. While I'm waiting to hear if Stephen has the room connected, the materials that Michaela set out for you, there's, she put a label on them. Two of them are for the second hearing tonight, and two of for the LUD in 68, and two of them are for the continued zone amendment, the zoning code amendment. So. Let's see. Is that you, Stephen? No. Okay. Ready here, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Caitlin just went and got soda pop, some Coke, and some sparkling water. Would anybody like one?
It might be a long night. Coca-Cola or...
There's more bubbly down there. Anybody want one? Okay, I'm going to.
Does that have artificial flavoring?
No added sugar. I don't know. Does it have blueberry? There it is. Potassium. Or does it have super low?
All right, Tim, I'm back in my office.
Are you, is the room, the Don Adams room set up?
Yeah, they're set up.
Yeah, so it's around the
room. Oh, sorry.
It's like,
perfect.
Okay. They can hear you. They can hear you.
Okay, what about when they want to provide testimony?
They're just going to speak up, I believe, or I can give somebody the keyboard and mouse in there and they can raise their hand.
And you'll have to run it. So are they on mute in that in the Don Adams room?
No, they should be able to. Folks in the Don Adams room, can you speak up real quick? Can you test the mic? Let me go back and check.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. For those people just joining, we had a little confusion. So the applicant for the first hearing tonight showed up at our office in Irrigan, and the hearing's in Heppner. So we're accommodating them and getting things set up. This is delicious. I don't usually want precious sweet. Potassium. Natural flavor. Some kind of potassium.
Is it Alberin? No. The name?
Is that what it is?
No,
this?
The name.
Alberin.
Oh.
I'm not really a sweetener.
Guru? Yeah. Yes, it is. I'm going to have to get rid of this blonde. It's just...
I'm being confused.
Thought I was going to learn something about fuzzy water.
Me too.
Nope.
Stephen, can they hear? Jeez, for Pete's sakes. Why can't Linda, they speak English very well? I think the dad doesn't.
Multi-brand interpreter.
Okay. Stephen, can you hear us?
Hear us.
I can hear you, yes.
The owl, that means the owl, the microphone in here is still not working, so. All right, we should be good to go here now.
Okay, all right, thank you. I think we're good to go. So you, if it's not on mute, then when the chair calls, then you can present testimony. It's going to be a little awkward because nobody's in that room.
I've got them on the screen right now, it's fine, and then after, when they're done, I can come in and put it back on mute.
That's perfect. Thank you, Stephen.
All right, now we're ready?
We are ready.
Good evening. My name is Stacey Ekstrom, Chair of the Morrill County Planning Commission. I'll proceed over tonight's meeting. Persons who wish to provide testimony may do so orally or in writing. Testimony and evidence must be directed toward the applicant criteria. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision makers and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals appeals that issue. Please sign the sheet in the back of the room and make a note or make a note in chat, but I don't think we have anybody on there. If you'd like to present testimony. When speaking, please identify by the chair and begin by giving your name, spelling your name, and address. If you have exhibits for consideration, please provide a copy to staff. If you would like to request the commission hold open the record or continue the hearing, you must request that before the public portion has the hearing has closed. That concludes this. I call the order conditional use permit CUP N371.4 Antonio Chirillo Alibran, owner and applicant. At this time, I call for abstentions, ex parte contracts, or any conflicts of interest. Hearing none. I don't know who's doing it.
It's me.
Okay.
And the next two. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Chair. For the record, Tamara Mabbitt, Planning Director. And I will finish this staff report that was started by Landon Jones. And if you hadn't heard, Landon moved on to, you know, we're so sad. But, yeah, I know. We can't pay what the utilities pay. So we lost him, but he's in a good place. We miss him. And I think he misses us, too. So anyway, so Landon had worked with the applicant, Antonio Trujillo Alvaran. This is a property that's in the Westland subdivision. Stephen has the vicinity map. You can see up in the left, upper left, is the subject parcel. It's on Hilltop Drive, just south of Quincy Road. The Westland subdivision was one of three neighborhoods that we, a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now, focused some code enforcement work on. This is the one subdivision where we still have a number of outstanding violations. Several of the landowners with trucking businesses complied. They found other places for their trucks. More of them have not than have. And two of those trucking businesses you have approved previously, one, both were limited duration, and one, I don't remember the name, and we don't need to share. I'm dry. Anyway,
Calvillo.
Mm-hmm. One was a Calvillo and the other was, can't remember. So one was that allowed a gentleman with two trucks to finish out his business until he retired, which was 4 to 5 years. And another one was also limited duration for two trucks, and I'm not ringing a bell on the name of that. It was Landon's application. So this is another one of those requests. This one's a little bit different. Mr. Alvaran wants to permit 8 10-wheelers on his property. It's a 1.3 acre parcel with an existing manufactured home. This property is in the Boardman urban growth area, so that's that shaded area. Did we get comments from the city of Boardman? I don't.
I never saw them.
I know.
I never saw them.
Usually they're really diligent about it. And previously, they don't want to see these permanently permitted because eventually those parcels could be annexed into the city. So let's see, Stephen, do you have a couple of pictures and the site plan?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, thank you. Keeping Stephen on his toes tonight. So the site plan shows the just the parcel. They currently have two driveways. I'm not sure if those are permitted or not. It's a hilltop drive, is a public road, but not a county-owned or maintained road. Like other roads in that area, it's not in good shape. It's a dirt road with lots of holes. They're proposing to use the entrance number two to park their 10 or their 8 10 wheelers off to the side, off to the left. I apologize, I didn't include that in the staff report, and when I looked over it today, I realized I probably should have. And then they would continue their business. Do you have a couple pictures, Stephen?
Yeah, 1 second.
So this came to our attention through the code enforcement process, and these folks have signed an abatement order, which is a program that we recently adopted. So people say, look, I'll sign an abatement order that gives me some reprieve before I issue a citation, because this is difficult for people to find places for their trucks. This was either the December or January photo. Can you show the next one? And yeah. And some of the vehicles they have are not 18-wheelers. That's a truck, and they have trucks and trailers there. Do you have the pictures Caitlin took today?
Yep.
Okay. So there's the house. And those are trucks and trailers parked in the right-of-way, just outside of the fence. And I don't know if those are 10-wheelers. I think those are 10-wheelers, not trucks. Okay, so those are on the property. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4. So he's wanting us to permit 8. And that's at what, 4. And there's some more parked by the side of the road. That's just today.
That's today.
That's today, yeah.
Those are
training.
Those are
not.
It's not a. It's not a 10-wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it his?
We can ask him. Could you tell from the pictures if they belong to?
I don't think that
Mr. Alvaro.
Are they here for this permit?
They're the people in the Don Adams room. Oh. I was talking to Caitlin.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So when they come up as the applicant to talk. I can go over the findings. They're similar to what you've seen in the past. A trucking business is not a use allowed in the suburban residential zone. Again, it's in an urban growth area. The way we found this little window of flexibility is to permit it as a home occupation on a temporary basis. And again, you've approved 2 in the past, but with 2 trucks, not 8. So there's a big jump there. I don't have any public comments, so if it's okay, I could go over to the, just go through the list of conditions of approval. Staff's not recommending approval or denial. We wanted to find every opportunity to help these folks to comply, and this was one option that they have pursued. So the first condition is to limit the activity 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., The second is that they shall maintain the home occupation as presented in the application, which is not what you saw in the pictures. And they're asking for 8 10-wheelers. And I just put a note in here that you may consider limiting the number of the 10-wheelers. And also they're required to have no more than 5 employees. And that's not subjective, that's really in our code. So I don't know how you would have that many employees if we copied what you've done for the past couple months by allowing 2 of those trucks. the applicant would need to secure access permits for the secondary entrance, that noise, traffic, lighting, and other impacts to neighboring properties shall be limited to those generally anticipated for a typical residential use, no more than 5 full-time or part-time employees. The permit is valid for 1 year with annual review or until the property is annexed into the city. And there are no pending annexation applications that we are aware of, but that's also out of courtesy to the city, who would not be interested in annexing property that have trucks in a residential zone. Any signage would have to meet our sign ordinance. They would need to submit a final site plan showing the parking area and the septic drain filled area, because I couldn't tell from their site plan. Don't want to be parking those big trucks over a drain field. And then number 9 is the permit approval is valid for 1 year with the opportunity to renew for 2 additional years, which is again what you've approved previously. And then at the end of the permit, the applicant shall discontinue the trucking business and shall permanently remove the trucks from the property. I also put a note there that the zoning ordinance, which was the amendments we started last fall and adopted in January, it does allow a landowner to use a truck or tractor unit as personal transportation. So that's one. And we wouldn't require a conditional use or a home occupation permit for that. And then today at our staff meeting, we came up with another condition that you could consider, that just says that at the end of the permit, if the trucks remain and are in violation, the landowners will be issued a citation. So this is an extended courtesy. They're well aware they're not allowed. This is a temporary provision. We'd go straight to a citation. Normally what we do is we send them multiple letters with our compliance planner before they would go to a judge. So this is for our security and the neighbors, because there are less vocal, but there are neighbors who don't want to be living next to trucking operations. I'm happy to answer any questions, and the applicant can probably answer other questions that you have.
I did have a question. So currently not all 8 trucks are there. Is that correct?
Well, how many, so Caitlin, how many trucks were there today? Caitlin Kennedy is our compliance planner.
There was at least 5. Not counting the 2 trucks and trailers on the right way.
And were those 5 the 10-wheelers, or were there?
Yeah.
They were all the 10-wheelers. Okay.
Based on the application, this is harvest, right? Was that what you said? Was August and September was harvest? So they should have been out working some of them.
Mm-hmm. Rather than storing trucks for parts or whatever.
Yeah.
And you propose it for a year with the option to renew how many times?
Just 2, so a total of 3 years.
Okay. With that, I invite the applicant opponent to present testimony. Yes, please name and your address, and please spell it.
Hi, my name is Ruben Monares. I live in 1030 Southwest 11th Street in Hermiston, but I'm here with my dad. His name is Antonio Trujillo Barran.
Okay.
He doesn't speak English, but I'm trying to translate for him.
Thank you.
So the trucks are just going to be there for parking, because they only work on harvest, like onion harvest. So it's only for like 1 month. That's the only month they go out. It basically starts like in September and ends in September as well. So just a bit.
Can you ask, is it all right if I ask?
Yeah, please do.
What about those trucks and trailers parked along the road today? Are those your father's?
Yes.
So he didn't propose to permit those. He only proposed to permit the 10-wheelers parked on the property. Does he understand that?
Okay. As long what we want to do, as long as we give permission to, you know, work with you guys and have those 10 wheelers right there parked at the house, we can move those trailers and trucks and they'll be gone and they'll be in a different place. But all we want is just to park those 8 10 wheelers at the house. But if you tell us that you guys can have this right there, we'll go ahead and move those out of the way.
Can I ask the planning commission? So another question, if this is harvest season and you want 8 10-wheelers, you had 4 or 5 parked there today. Are those not busy and working?
The other ones we have them at the shop. They're getting their maintenance, getting them ready because they start here in a few couple of days.
Oh, okay.
So that. They were gone before because we were paying over there by the, what is it, by, ¿cómo se llama? ¿Cuál dirección de USC? They were close to a shop. We had them parked right there. We paid half a year, but it was getting expensive. So that way we came up with a different plan and try to see if you guys could work with us, because it's really hard to have 8 trucks and just have them sit there and then be paying a bunch of money just to have them, you know, parked right there.
Is that property you rented from Lee Dockin?
Yes, that's his name. So we had them there for half a year. We paid half a year, and to get the other half a year was hard for us since they stay parked right there and work once a month. So
once a year.
Oh yeah, once a year. So.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't think I understood what he said. They have a lot rented where they're parking them sometimes and they come back?
They did. So it's that sort of by the cemetery there in Boardman across from UEC. I think that's their office over there. And Lee Dockin has a real estate company there. So Lee was renting that space, but they said it was too expensive. But it also sounds like they have a shop down there. I haven't driven by there.
Is the shop their shop? Is the shop belong to you?
Oh, it's the maintenance shop. I believe the name is VRE.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the shop close to where we take it to the mechanic.
It's somebody else's shop.
Yeah, he's just, yeah.
Hey, we just said that because you guys started sending those letters, warning letters. So that's what we try to move them out of, you know, so we don't get fined or anything like that. And we're trying to, you know, trying our best to do what we can, but it's just hard.
Can I ask a follow-up? I want to make sure they understand that. So I'm sorry, I forgot your name, the son.
Irvin.
Irvin, the permit is written, if the Planning Commission approves it, it's good for 1 year, but could be renewed for 2 more, so a total of 3. Does your father understand that?
I'll explain to him. Okay. Que este, si te aprueban el este, no es para 1 año, pero ya después del año, necesito de renovar para que te den para 2 años. Y tienes que te lo apruebo. Pero es otro es para el mínimo sentarte aquí y explicarle a ellos y muy ligero lo digo, pero porque a los demás carreteras se los han dado título y la están diciendo es que no más van de dos troques o y como les señores como van a decir los puedo tener ahí dentro que lo que yo tengo ahí no pues es lo que van a decir no
ya todo no ya bueno
okay thank you. Just one final question of the nature.
Yeah.
One final question. The other 2 permits we've granted allowed 2 trucks, but your father is asking to park 8. And the Planning Commission could limit this to 2 trucks. What would you do with the other trucks if this permit allowed only 2?
Un trailer que todas y no paran de tener los 8 chambers, los 2 troques, The fine, it's not, oh, it's a little, you know, they has to be either one, I suppose. Because the ones we saw when they were the ones that told us about the permit. They have the semis, but they're bigger trucks. They're like, they have the semi with the trailer, and that takes up, like, you know, the same space as the, as basically four.
That's not a space issue. Okay. I don't have any more.
They just work 1 month a year?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. 1 month a year for just onion harvest at Agri Northwest here in Borman.
And then the grain trailers aren't going to be there at all? Is that what you're saying?
So what we want to do is work with you guys and, you know, whatever you guys allow us to do, or work, which we're just trying to, you know.
Do they understand the employee number issue?
Oh. I can't, do you want to ask? Or do you,
go ahead, you understand.
Okay, so does your father also understand that the number of employees is limited to 5?
Yes, nobody's gonna be working at the, no employee's gonna be working at the property, you know. All they're doing is turning on the truck and leaving. That's about getting on the way.
Will they come in and out every day, or do they leave and then come back when harvest is done?
Yeah. So they leave in the morning and they come back in the afternoon. And
it's a busy month for
like around 5 wheelers.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it said that they would not come and go, but I'm glad you asked that question.
Yeah, they can't bring a load home.
They can't bring a load home.
They come back empty.
Come back empty. Does your father understand that if trucks came back, they'd have to be empty?
Yeah, so they, Agri Northwest doesn't let us take onion home because it gets rotten or something like that. So they cut the loads once, everybody's empty, they can go home. But they don't send you back to the field to get another load, knowing that you're not going to be able to unload.
Okay. Is there a place on Agri Northwest property where you could park your trucks in a fenced area if that's your client?
No.
Same with Fremont. Mm-hmm. They just want to live. They just want the trucks to be right where they live.
Someone's raising their hand. They want to speak.
Who is that? Let's see.
In the video. In Don Adams.
I don't. Do they have their hand raised?
Yeah, he was not in the here, but in the Don Adams conference room.
Sure. Can you say your name and address for the record, please?
My address is 705 Paul Smith Road, space 111, Borman, Oregon. So Antonio Trillo, he's my father-in-law. So the 10-wheelers, and like Urban was saying, they work 1 month out of the whole year, which is for the harvest. The trucks will not be going to the property every day. So they usually park them sometimes in the fields. They unload them, and then the workers won't be going to the property every day. So the trucks won't be going back and forth off the property. So, but it's only 1 month out of the whole year, and all he wants is to park the trucks for the rest of the year at the property.
Okay. So that could be addressed. It's a little bit different than why I presented it. I mean, that could be addressed as a condition of approval.
You got two different answers on that.
What was that?
We got two different answers on the question.
We do, yeah. One that they come and go every day, and one that they stay in the field.
Some do, some don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The trucks will come back sometimes to the property if it's light maintenance has to be done to the truck. But Like, they're very busy throughout that whole month for the season, so they won't be going back and forth through the property for that period.
Do you have a shop to do the maintenance work?
No.
And you also have a mechanic business going on.
Everybody lays in dirt in front of their shop.
You know.
But if it's something pretty big, well, they take it to the shop. But something that we could do ourselves, you know, just check swap out a tire or something like that, then we'll do that. But big things like that, we'll do it at the mechanic.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we invite, any opponents to testify or present evidence?
The other people are listening.
Okay. Hearing none, call for other interested parties or agencies to provide neutral testimony or evidence.
I don't have any comments.
Okay. I guess we don't have to guess that question. So, ask if anyone would like to continue the hearing or hold it open for record. I feel like we're missing. We need some clarification.
Hold on.
Well, they're on one. The trucks that are there, they're saying they're coming in, coming out, or they're not coming in, coming out. That's all I want to know. That's what I just have questions on. Clarifying that, and the trucks that, you know, those trains.
I think he was
there.
Clear that they would be coming and going.
Yeah, sometimes they stay in the field, sometimes they come home. Okay. But so they are definitely coming back and forth.
So.
And the semis are gone, the truck and trailers.
Well, they're there today, but that's not being permitted. Yeah, that's not under request yet.
Yeah, we're there today.
Okay, nope, that's all. I just want to know how people felt on that. So at this point, then we'll close the public hearing and we'll deliberate on planning commission to ask questions of the staff or the applicant. So I feel kind of what did you put in for the conditions?
I feel like with these things that we're moving towards a point that they won't be there anymore. You know, I don't think letting them have two is going to help them any. But having them into it is going to at least fulfill this violation.
We came up with two.
I mean, nobody's here saying I hate the trucks and blah blah blah. I think we're just used to it. So for me, whether they usually have eight and in 3 years they have none, if that actually happens, I think we've moved towards as good a goal as we can without. I mean, what's the guy going to do with two trucks there and six somewhere else? I mean, at that point, I don't know that it helps.
Yeah,
I'm all about helping in this regard, because I'm sure it's a struggle. It'd be nice if the people that employ them would provide a place for them to put their trucks.
And they're mostly at Agra Northwest or 3 Mile Farms?
They said Agra. But I've talked to 3 Mile, and I've talked to Agra Northwest to see if we can set up a facility, like a formal area. They weren't interested in that, but they didn't say that they wouldn't allow people driving for them to park their trucks there. In a fence secure area, I mean, that's a major concern.
Yeah. Well, is that something that's allowed? I'm getting off the subject, but
it is. Yeah.
So
yeah.
They can do that on the farm. They can.
As long as they're farm trucks, for sure.
Yeah.
Even if there's third party, as long as that it's part of their operation.
Part of their operation, mm-hmm. That's allowed.
Mm-hmm. I talked to several of the larger farms, and they weren't super excited about having the liability and the responsibility to have somebody else's trucks parked there. But if the Planning Commission, for example, wants to do what Commissioner Thompson's suggesting, this gives them 1 year. Mm-hmm. And if they're out of compliance, like if they're out of compliance with a truck and trailer parked where they are, we would consider that out of compliance. So we wouldn't recommend renewing in a year. But it gives them a period of time. You know, if at 3 years there's no other option but to go out on those farm fields, then that they're going to have that discussion with the farmers.
I guess the only other question I have is when the next guy comes in and says, well, I have 20.
Right out.
You know, where do you stop them?
You're down there. I mean, how many are you seeing? Is this one of the larger operations? Or?
I mean, there's areas where there's probably 8 to 10, if not more, parked in West Glen. So this is mid-range. You might see one or two. Here it was 5 plus the 2 trucks and trailers. You know, it's pretty common out there.
So ultimately, are we going to be able to get anybody to not park again?
Well,
I mean, we've got 3 out of how many?
10? 10 total.
Okay.
So you could foresee somebody asking for 10 or 12 also.
This lady has her hand.
I know. The public testimony is closed, but if you want to recognize Cherry, you can.
Yes, you can. We'll reopen it, I guess, if we don't. That's okay. So name, address?
Liliana Renteria. The address is 75678. And we kind of have the same issue, that's why we came, because we hadn't heard back from Caitlin. My dad has trucks also, and they only run 6 to 8 weeks, and then they're parked, no one turns them on, nothing, they're just parked, and we have that issue. We don't know where to park them, we've been looking.
Mm-hmm.
And either it's too expensive, because I mean, they don't work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, there's people that has complained that they've gotten diesel stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we have to do. We kind of came here to see
to
what
listen.
We can do to
about
we
how?
Have 5 with
five
the traders.
Five or
something? Just the tractors.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, if we continue to approve these and you get 3 years, like what we're doing with everybody else, do you feel like that gives you enough time to figure out? I mean, I feel for you. I do. I wish.
Yeah, I mean, that you still give us some time to like raise money and buy land to mm-hmm. park them, or mm-hmm. like we're trying to get rid of a trailer already, selling it. But I mean, the trucks we wouldn't want to get rid of those because
right.
that's a little extra income.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chair, do you want to ask a question?
Yes,
I think it's been asked before,
mm-hmm.
but how many parcels in Moore County are zoned for this specific like that they can access?
So a commercial or industrial,
I mean,
property,
whether or not they're for sale. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. I don't know. I mean, we could maybe not today, but there are, we do, the Port of Morrow owns thousands of acres zoned industrial.
Mm-hmm.
And they've expressed an interest, not in running a trucking operation, but they would lease to a single tenant who could then manage the whole operation. They're not really excited about it because they don't want to see trucks and truck parts spread around, but I think I think the right individual could, I think it's a business opportunity for somebody to lease ground from the port or lease or purchase other property where they could be permitted.
Secure.
The price of industrial land in Morrow County, because of other pressures, is really expensive. It's really expensive. I don't know the numbers, but I really believe when these people are looking for that property.
I feel like it's kind of a unicorn right now in the county.
The price of land?
Price of land and the availability of it.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
And do you haul for just one farm or different farms?
Yeah, just CSS Farms in Vermin.
Okay.
And the trucks are parked there, like they leave the home and then they're there all harvest. And then we take them home and they're parked the rest of the year. They don't even turn them on really.
What farm was that? I'm sorry.
CSS
Farm.
It's right
Tower
there on
Road.
Tower Road. Mm-hmm.
Next to Love's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're parked inside. Like there's nothing on the road or next to the road. Just the trailer is more visible. But my dad's trying to sell them already because of that issue, so he's just going to get rid of it because they don't make enough money to buy a land just to have a park for 11, 10 months.
Yeah. And we also have that Space Age Industrial Zone. It's a funny name, but we could put it in that zone as well. And the Three Mile Canyon Farms owns a whole bunch of that, and the city of Boardman owns a whole bunch of land zone with Space Age Industrial.
That would be allowed there.
And it would be, yeah. So, I mean, we can't force the market up price. We're in the toughest position because we have the code, and we're trying to balance the interests of those people who bought property there, understanding that it was legitimate because how many people did it, and the problems just snowballed and perpetuated for a long time.
Does Boardman? Boardman has an interest in removing the trucks. They've expressed that because of a potential annexation.
I think that, you know, they've been clear in previous comments that they're not interested in annexing property that's more or less permanently been permitted to have trucks there. That's why we had a sunset clause in our findings.
Could something be negotiated with them to use that land that they have that's available?
I've talked to the city.
As you know, this is a way to get these trucks on there so you can prepare for annexation.
Are you volunteering? it is a good idea. And the city has been just, the past few years they've been super positive partners. They just have a lot of stuff on their plate. So, I don't know. I mean, if some landowners wanted to go talk to the city as a group, I'm happy to go there. I think